Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, are you ready for some football?
The Hillman Morning Show presents
Football. Catch the fever.
The Hillman Huddle.
Today's Hillman Huddle with Rob Ninkovich of the New England Patriots is presented by Commonwealth Motors. Find them fast at shopuslast.com. Also brought to you in part by the City of Boston Credit Union. Rob Ninkovich, good morning.
Seattle.
Did you bring up the election with Bill? Did you bring up the election with Tom Brady?
Seattle.
Can I ask you a question about that? There are some people. It's nobody here.
Seattle.
It's really nobody. It's really nobody here. But they around the country, whether they're commentators or fans, they're really bothered by the way the coach conducts himself in a press conference. I just think they don't understand him. He's all about football. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that when he's focused on what he wants to talk about, that's what he's going to talk about, and he's not going to talk about what anyone else wants to ask him a question about.
And
he just makes it clear. So, I mean, you can ask a million times, but he's not talking about politics, which, you know, I won't talk about politics because everyone has an opinion, and that's your opinion.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to change it. You're not going to change mine. That's it.
Is that what makes him a great coach?
Yeah, because, you know, every day he's 100% all into, you know, being the best coach and making the best team that he can. So, you know, that you respect the fact that every single day, you know, he's going to give you his best.
And media wise, he takes that garbage off the plate. So it must be a relief that you don't have to worry about talking about useless crap that has nothing to do with you guys kicking Seattle's ass Sunday night.
I think it's more surprising that the media people are trying to ask the questions, continue to try and ask the question when, like, they're reading a question, and as we're reading, he's just saying Seattle.
Yeah.
So it's basically saying, like, you know, F off. Right.
It really is true. What'd you do over the bye weekend?
The bye weekend, I was a mule, and I helped my wife get down to New Orleans, so I had, like, a car seat on my back and, you know, freaking six bags on each arm, so that was fun. Felt like a mule walking through the desert.
And that was vacation? Or is she staying down there for a while? What's going on?
Camel. And she's at a wedding. She had a wedding. Yeah, oh. So
I bet you're bummed that you have to miss that.
Super bummed.
Yeah,
but
right.
New Orleans, so those are always fun.
Yeah. Well, New Orleans is a great city. Is it hard for you guys? I mean, this team is very successful post bye week. Is it tough to get back into it though after having a little bit of time off?
You know, I don't think so. Bill does a great job of, you know, right when we get back, clearly stating that, you know, we need to get back into football, the football mentality, and jump right back into it. You know, the first practice, you know, we had back, it was business as usual. So, we were all back, excited, you know, ready to get going on the second half of the season.
Russell Wilson arguably put in had the best performance, I guess I should say, of his season so far last week. I think he threw for two touchdowns and ran for one. What when it comes to his ability to run and Russell Wilson as the quarterback on Sunday night, what is important for you guys as a defense to pay close attention to?
Well, keeping him in the pocket, you know, that's really big. He's a guy that can really hurt you running the ball. And then when he gets out, all the receivers, they do a great job of uncovering and, you know, kind of playing backyard football, and, you know, he can make every throw. So you just have to do a great job up front, not let him get out of the pocket. You know, sometimes it's going to happen. There's going to be chance, you know, points in the game that he gets out of the pocket, and that's when you just have to do a great job of, you know, rallying to him, and then the secondary has to do a great job of plastering. So, you know, again, it's just, when you play guys like him, plays are going to happen that, you know, really you don't expect. So you just have to do a great job of, you know, reacting to those plays.
When it comes to NFL players, you would not be interested in having over for a barbecue. Where does Richard Sherman rank?
I just feel like he would talk too much. You know, like, even if it was just about anything. Yeah. Just like, you know, what other things he has on the side, or, like, you know, what his life is like, or just too much talking. You know, people that just talk too much.
Yeah.
Like, stop talking. Just shut up and just, like, don't talk.
Yeah,
you know?
eat your barbecue, right?
Yeah.
Drink your beer, like, eat your barbecue, tell a joke.
He'd be, like, talking with, like, a full mouth and then, like, licking his fingers and still talking. He'd be like, all right, dude, stop, you know?
If LB was talking earlier about the $9,500 fine the NFL gave him, if would you and not specifically, but if do you believe that if you are to see, you're Rob Ninkovich, you see a guy going after a kicker in that manner or anybody on the team, would you react differently, perhaps?
I didn't really study the play, but I don't think that he would try to hurt the guy. I mean, I think maybe he really did honestly make a mistake, you know, and just kind of lost control of himself. It's not easy to sprint full blast and kind of like stop. So, you know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on, you know, saying that he wasn't trying to hurt the guy, which I don't think, you know, he was trying to hurt the guy.
Huh. Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
Ninko, when you see the replay. Yeah, he knew.
I haven't seen the replay.
Yeah, no, I know.
I guess only saw the. I only saw the end zone copy, which is like super far away.
Speaking of seeing,
so then if he was trying to hurt the guy, that's a, you know, messed up move, and you should fine him more than that.
Yeah. Speaking of superlatives, several texters and things that you saw or didn't see. Several texters want to know if you saw Jimmy Fallon's superlatives about you this week.
I did. Flannel seems soft. I mean, I would. Oh, it's 8 o'clock, guys. I gotta get going. I'm sorry.
Oh, no God, worries. It's 8 o'clock. Okay. Is the meeting starting right now?
That's it. Right now, I gotta go.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, right. There we go.
Seattle.
Those Seattle. 8 o'clock on the dot. My lord.
Wow. I mean, that's even late.
Does every meeting start exactly on time down there?
Yes, of course it does.
What's that like?
I mean, what is that like? Look at how many people at their workplace today are rolling in, having a coffee, getting something for breakfast, and then the meeting starting 15, 20 minutes late. Yeah. You're sitting in the conference room. You're wondering.
We're going to give it five more minutes.
Really? You want to be that guy everybody's in the meeting with Belichick at the front of the room and you saunter in 1 second after everybody?
Oh, I love
that
it.
That is not the Patriot way.
All right. Well, that's Rob Ninkovich of the New England Patriots and the Hillman Huddle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.